This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're really grasping at straws with explanations like that. I mean, the catastrophic thing, you got to be kidding me.
It's going to happen. No,
an injury is going to occur. Like, they are so stretching this.
They really are.
The 0% injuries. Show Howie does the right thing. Show us the injury data. Show us the numbers on this play. And they have to come back and say, well, actually, that number is zero injuries.
But it's going to happen.
Hypothetical number is much higher.
Those injuries will be so much worse than normal injuries. That's what they're trying to say now. Man. Come on, man.
You know what I find? There's a lot of fun interesting about this. But one thing is that how we got to present to the competition committee. I mean, I've never heard of that before. You know, I mean, if you think about it, that, you know, that he got to be like, he's not on the competition committee.
But maybe that room on, you know, I'm thinking about it, what Breer had in there, maybe that was just the room on Sunday where they were all meeting before they,
I guess that's possible.
I was thinking about it. I don't know if that was an actual presentation, but, in the story it just said he spoke to the room on Sunday.
I got
so
you.
It didn't
okay,
define.
So maybe it's not the formal competition committee
but,
meeting.
But, I mean, after that conversation is when he was in the hallway.
Yeah, the heated conversation.
With McDermott, obviously. You know, the biggest clown opponent against it.
Yeah.
Because he is a clown.
Well, that thing, it's a weird look. All right, the whole McDermott thing, we're going to get into that because we got audio of him as well. By the way, when you call in today, whether it's about the tush push or the Phils and another win, you're shot to win Chris Brown tickets. We got Chris Brown tickets today for his concert happening August 16th. It's the Breezy Bowl 20 Tour at Citizens Bank Park, August 16th. Tickets on sale April 3rd. That's coming up in 2 days at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that is Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win them today. Well, first off, James Seltzer, a happy April Fool's Day to you, buddy.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, happy April Fool's Day to everybody. You know,
you big April Fool's guy where you want to, like, I mean, you were a bit of a class clown, as you used to say, a prankster, as it were.
Yeah, my form of April Fool's was when I did not disrupt class.
That was pretty good.
The other 364 days, I had them covered pretty good.
Your teachers looked forward to April
Correct.
Fool's Day, yes.
All right, so happy April Fool's to everyone. So here we ask you today on this April Fool's Day, who are what is foolish? A lot of people think the NFL is foolish with the tush push stuff. We'll find out in a couple hours whether the tush push is out for next season. But in honor of April Fools, which is one of those wacky days in America, John Ritchie, I turn to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. You can win the Chris Brown tickets. John Ritchie, who or what is foolish?
I'm going to turn the spotlight back to you, Joe DeCamera.
Okay.
Your resistance to fitted hats,
once
again,
me.
Is very foolish.
Way to take a haymaker
your
answer.
Your resistance to fitted hats.
Okay.
It has been something we've talked about repeatedly through the years. I'm glad it's finally garnering the attention it deserves.
Yeah.
That other people are catching on and noticing. You wear a hat every day.
Oh, social
Why
media
don't
noticed
you
it.
You get a better hat.
Well, especially with the uniform, right? I mean,
yeah,
social
you got
media
the authentic
went wild
uniform.
On that.
Don't go with a bobo hat with the authentic uniform.
John, people were taking pictures of me from sections away yesterday.
Oh, I saw most of them.
Yeah, it was
every time it popped up, I went, oh my God.
I know. Another.
You work with him.
All right, Seltzer, who or what is foolish?
I got nervous there. I thought John was going to take my answer. He came close. You are foolish for thinking that you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz. Okay. It's absolute nonsense. Yeah.
All right, so go. I got to double me out of the gate.
Wow.
Reed, do we have a different...
You said, I'm going to turn it back on you, and I was like, oh, no, that's my answer.
I know.
All right, Rhea, who or what is foolish?
I'm not going to complete the hat trick
here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You with foolish, because everybody knows you're foolish. I'm going to go with the beef between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith is utterly foolish.
It's gone on for a while.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's childish.
Charles Barkley called them both out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was pretty clear. He thinks both are in the wrong. Look, 215-592-9494 for who is what is foolish. Sean, I feel like I have a haymaker answer, and I just have to say it because I yearn to associate this organization with foolishness. The Philadelphia 76ers. Oh. I mean, they are so foolish.
Deeply foolish.
On so many fronts. Right? That really could have been a winning answer. Mm. Who or what is foolish? Oh, the Sixers, you think? Yeah, exactly.
Oh my. As foolish as foolish. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we gotta try to size up all the mistakes. Today's not that day. We got too much going on else otherwise.
We don't have enough hours in the show.
Yeah, like if we put together a top 10 of the mistakes they've made in the last
top 100
10 years,
we could do.
Top 100, we could. We could. I mean, there was the game where they couldn't play the game, but they didn't notify people until.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got DeMarcus Cousins out there, you know, mopping the floor. Everyone knew the game wasn't about to get played. They still weren't telling them.
They did Boogie
the
Cousins
fans.
On the floor. Now. I remember that.
I mean, they've done so much wrong, and so much of it is born out of foolishness. Like, sometimes a guy drops a pass in a football game. That's not foolishness. Things happen. You know, you wish the guy maybe concentrated more. Maybe he was concentrating, and he still dropped it. There are physical mistakes. The Sixers seem to specialize in the foolish type.
The confetti cannon.
Right, that whole
thing.
I
was at that game, and I was
at that game, too.
Well, about the fact that they were dropping confetti just in general, which was always for championships, and Adam Aaron's like, yeah, confetti for a freaking Tuesday game in November.
Yeah, no,
for
it was ridiculous.
For what? What do we got confetti in November
because
for?
Because somebody bought the confetti gun, and
they
had to use it.
My God. All right, give us a big-time answer. Who or what is foolish? Best answer, whoever provides it, you're winning the concert tickets. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the now 3-1 fills out the gate and the tush push. What do you make of all of it? Patrick at Tabernacle right now. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Pat.
Hey, I told Seltzer. John Ritchie, I didn't realize the owner meetings are the owner meetings. Clunked me on the head like coconut.
Whoa. Would you think they were assistant special teams coach meetings at the owners' meetings?
It's one of those things.
I mean, Patrick, you're a smart guy, but I mean, come on now.
They're called the owners' meetings.
but it was like one of those literal things, like, oh my gosh, it's the owners making football decisions, kind of. It just hit me. So, listen, we're going to lose this thing. We're going to lose it. And I told Celtics, it really does piss me off because how many times. Do we have something like we don't have Wilt Chamberlain? We're not talking about Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
Like the
advantage. I know what you mean. Like to
I
have
know.
The
and,
advantage.
But the flip side for me is if they ban it, man, what our I think our response is just going to be. You know, part of me is just saying, all right,
can't try harder, Patrick. You can't try harder. I disagree with you. It will hurt them. You can't try harder than they do.
Well, okay, we'll move on. Real quick, the Phils.
Yep.
You know what? Again, so tragic seeing. I kind of, you know, wish I was there, obviously, at the stadium. But the opening day in our home ballpark, I'm still kind of in this, you know, the clouds a little bit with the start of the season. But my hopefulness is, the back end of our rotation, Joe. I'm going to see where. We are come August with this thing. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, the back end of the rotation should be fine come August because Taiwan probably won't be in it. And even if you have an injury to the regular four, at that point, the kid will probably be in it. I mean, I'm really hoping, Patrick, that the next two or three starts are Taiwan's last two or three starts ever.
Oh, listen, man. I
know. Three and by the way, we used to hope that about Vince Velasquez about 3 years before he was finally out of here. So sometimes these things do linger. They do. It does happen.
Listen, I think, you know, with a rotation minus Walker is, you know, you're talking about, you know, big time addition by subtraction.
There's no doubt. So there's no question.
You know.
All right, Patrick, who or what is foolish?
Magical Mystery Tour, Beatles, one of my all-time favorite albums. How about The Fool on the Hill?
The Fool on the Hill. You got it. Yeah, song from the, I got you, my man. 215-592-9494. All right, let's listen to Elliot. Elliot Short Parks is on the beat at the owners' meetings, which apparently, John, are for the assistant coaches of the league. I mean, wait, I still don't understand Patrick's. I didn't know the owners' meetings are like, you know, the owners' meetings. Now, I think his point was he didn't realize that they vote. Well, yeah, it's an organization. I mean, each organization gets one vote. They own the team. Now, they can take
direction
from the coaches.
It sounds foolish to him that the people who are voting on this, it really doesn't seem like it matters as much to them as it should.
Well, yeah, I think and I think what he's saying is he doesn't think owners should get a vote on football, but guys, they own the football teams, so they get the vote.
It does.
Now some of them might take direction from you know their coach or their GM. You know, it's impossible for us to know, you know, which owners choose on their own. And which delegate and say, all right, you guys make the recommendation, and I'll go with what you go. I don't know.
I just can't believe that the coaches who come out publicly in favor of the Tush Push have owners who are going to make them look bad. I'm just saying, I have a tough time believing that.
I think that, generally speaking, probably should not happen often.
They should,
I could see that from a Jacksonville or something where like there's always a disconnect.
There's always a mess. Yeah.
But I like Mike Tomlin would know not to say something if he thought his owner was going to vote the other way.
Correct.
But not everyone's as seasoned as Mike Tomlin.
No, that's true.
All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot, you know, detailed for us yesterday, the Tush Push really could go. Now, he doesn't think it will, but he acknowledges this is the closest it's ever been. We're going to know in a couple hours. Here's Elliot yesterday.
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the Tush Push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year. But just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue.
All right, that's Elliot yesterday. By the way, he'll join us in a couple hours, 24 hours later. I mean, John, one of the things that'll be interesting is what has he learned in the last 24 hours that's new?
Right.
Because he's talking, all these coaches are available, assistant coaches, you got owners, you got GMs. Like, there are a lot of people. You got other media members. You got the national, really influential media members. Guys like Peter King, I don't know if he's still there. He's retired. People like that who will know more than the average dude. Like,
Peter would have hated the Tush Push, I have a feeling. He was kind of old school.
Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah. Old school hammer. Old
you
school
and Peter King. Hey, that's what I think of both of you. Giants in the community.
In the broadcasting industry. All right, so we look forward to talking to Elliot in a couple hours. He'll join us with the latest. The vote is later today, 215-592-9494. Also, you can weigh in on the Times Yours line, because Times Yours is obviously near the end of our show at 945. But we're always looking for great Times Yours calls. Get it off your chest about the Tush Push. Do you think the Eagles are being unfairly targeted and persecuted due to their success? Time's yours. Get it off your chest at 215-238-4500. Time's yours every day. Obviously, put that in your phone, react to anything. Like if Seltzer had, James, let's say this was a live Time's Yours. And I said, James, time's yours to describe being a Philadelphia sports fan as Brandon Graham walks out with the Lombardi Trophy. Talk to me.
It was honestly, I'm not kidding when I say this, one of the coolest moments in Citizens Bank Park that I've been a part of. Like, that was for the whole crowd, for BG, first of all, for BG to boss out and walk out with the Lombardi in his hand, that alone was one of the coolest moves I've ever seen in my life. And then they bring out Saquon after out of nowhere, play Fly Eagles Fly. Like, the first time I think think we're all cool with everyone in Citizens Bank Park doing an Eagles chant together. Like, it was, it really was magical.
It was
like,
awesome.
It was a magical moment.
And the thing, the loudest ovation, because, you know, I saw it live, the whole deal. I can tell you for sure, the loudest ovation was the moment that Brandon Graham raised the Lombardi Trophy.
No doubt.
Like, it was already really loud because you see BG. Here's BG, and you also know he just retired. You also can see that he's holding the Lombardi Trophy, like he's holding it, but it's a little more down low. So you're already at a very high level. But, and I've only seen this a few times in my life, when someone who has won, you know, we've had a couple times here, Foles and Peterson and Sirianni and Hurts and Brandon Graham, like when the Lombardi Trophy gets, as they say, John, hoisted in
yeah,
the air,
yeah.
You don't get louder than that. That's when the crescendo happens because it represents so much. I mean, my God, to win that thing, winning again. By the way, only mistake yesterday? Only one mistake. Should have had them both.
So I thought about that.
But
you know why he did that?
No,
it's because he had to throw a pitch. He didn't want to have to put the Lombardi on the ground. They should have had someone hold it or something.
Yeah.
But that's why he did it. He did it because he had to.
Could have held one.
Could have. You're right. No, you're right. But it was because that's why. Because he wanted to have the trophy and wanted to throw the pitch at the other.
I gotta say, I need a staffer out there. I need
some teamwork.
I need, you know, like the guy with the Stanley Cup with the white gloves. Those two guys. I need one of those guys out there. Oh. Two of those guys.
Oh, they have one of those guys who follows that trophy around, believe me.
So if you saw the Saquon hoist, or excuse me, the BG hoist of Lombardi, let us know your impression. It was a cool moment. And Saquon, honest to God, this was weird. He almost kind of got lost in the shuffle because Brandon came out first, which I thought was a nice touch. Because Saquon was almost like an additional surprise. It was maybe...
It was like, oh, okay, yeah, Saquon,
maybe
sure.
Maybe like 15 seconds later, yeah. 10 seconds later. And like,
it was like an afterthought.
It was
way.
Like an afterthought.
Yeah, which is so weird.
It was weird, but yeah. It was great.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
And I do think Saquon didn't want to take BG's thunder. I got that feeling too.
I
you
agree.
Could feel like he wasn't, like he was letting BG have that moment. I
that
thought it
sounds
was.
Very
I agree. Yep, I agree completely. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles being targeted and persecuted due to their success? Your reaction to that possibility. Of course, your phone calls on the Phils. They got another W yesterday. Ruben Amaro will join us coming up in studio next. He'll weigh in on both topics and obviously your phone calls on all of this. 215-592-9494. It's Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. Guys, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which now I've been a patient for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth, let me start with this. If you're not struggling with your teeth, good for you. You should still get to PI Dental Center for year-to-year maintenance. If you are struggling with your teeth, well, that's tough. That is tough. But know this, man, better days lie ahead if you get yourself to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They're located in Fort Washington. They're the best. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.